And the way it was made, they made that roux. Like I told you, they made that roux, you understand? Then they get all kinds of greens out of the garden. That was winter time. They may have added a ton of greens and spinach and what other type, not spinach, but
cabbage
and even beet tops, some of them, and just anything that was available, you understand, in the way of green stuff. And they cooked that up and smothered it down. They seasoned it, put salt, add garlic in it, onions were part of that roux, you understand? And they cooked it up into a fine, like, I would say, gooey stuff, you understand? Let's use that word. I can't find the word. Anyhow, and then they boiled eggs. You ate it with rice, and you also with hard-boiled eggs. Now, that was known in French as gumbo de zèbre, meaning, translating it literally, it was grass gumbo.
Did you ever eat mustards?
Yeah, now that was one of them they put. I couldn't think of the word. They went mustard, spinach.
Poke?
Huh?
You ever have poke?
No.
Okay. Now, the green stuff you put in salads, if you had two of these, you say you
lettuce
had
and...
two what?
You had lettuce heaven, and you also had... we never used any other term here that I
well,
could recall.
Well, if you had two of these, you say you had two what lettuce? Two?
No.
Well, lettuce came up in...
In heads.
Yeah. So
but
you
I mean, you didn't use the term what you were eating as two heads or so and so.
Okay.
You just said you had lettuce, you understand?
Yeah.
You had coleslaw that was cut off from cabbage.
Now, if a man, say, had 70 acres in lettuce, you'd say he had a what lettuce? He had a
field of lettuce.
Yeah. That's a, how much lettuce would you say he had there?
Well, I wouldn't know. You could be thousands, millions maybe.
Okay.
In 75 acres.
Would you ever say he had a tassel?
No.
Okay, or a right smart of lettuce, you ever hear that?
No, they didn't use that term in here.
No? You never, you know what a right smart would be? You ever heard
no,
that?
No, no.
Okay, now, the when you pick corn, you had to take off the what? You have to pull off the...
When you picked off the shucks.
Yeah, and the top of the corn...
Tassel.
The tassel,
mm-hmm.
And you had to get what off the ear, all that?
Well, the...
Get off all the...
The tassel is the corn
kind of stringy stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I just can't call the word off. What? I'm getting away from crops just for a moment. In this some sections of Louisiana, when you want to straighten a man out, you speak of him making a Christian out of him, but you didn't use that. It was never used in this section.
What was?
Nothing. You just straighten him out.
Yeah.
But making a Christian out of him was a term that was used in the Bible then.
The silks or the beard of the corn?
Silk. That's it. You got the time. That's it.
Yeah. And when was...
And in French they said the barbe, the beard.
Uh-huh.
Now you recall, it comes back.
The corn that was tender enough to eat off the cob was
sweet corn.
Yeah. When it was ready to rot, when it was ready for what? For
to make you, it was ready to eat for
roasting.
For making of soups.
Yeah.
Roasting or
corn's about what? About
a boil, just plain boil off the corn off the cob.
Roasting ears.
Roasting ears. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you ever hear of button corn? People talking
no.
about that.
Okay. Not used in this section.
Now that big round thing, kind of that they might make a jack-o'-lantern out of it, it's Halloween.
A pumpkin.
Yeah. And